Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
A very sensible parent here says, what will you gain from tracking your child on a Leaving Cert holiday? Only stress. I'd be in the bin by the time they came back. Someone else says, the young people all share their locations on Snap Maps with each other. Parent having a location of kids, teens, young adults, no big deal. What parent has time to consistently check locations of people? Seriously, who has that time? I'm a long-time location on parent for both young family members and elderly. Someone else says, 18 is an adult, no way they should be tracked. Way too much of a granny state on steroids in that case. Allow young adults to grow up. It's way too much voyeurism. And someone else says, my son and his friends have said they welcome tracking because the big choices out there are too much to take responsibility for. But you know what? Your son and his friends are going to have to start taking responsibility for the big choices at some stage. So we need to start giving them more and more headway on that elastic band all the time. Anyway, you will not have been able to avoid the fact that the much anticipated Oasis reunion tour Live 25 kicked off in Cardiff's Principality Stadium last night. And I'm joined now. Let's call this the first live radio review on it on RTE1 by Oasis superfan and founder of the site Oasis WTS, Gareth Dunleavy, who was at the gig. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Brendan. It's a privilege to be talking to you.
Well, it's a privilege to be talking to you. So come here. This was a big moment for you last night after 16 years, was it? Tell me first, what was it like when they came out? Like, was that a big moment?
It was brilliant just to see the two brothers back on stage. Like, the atmosphere before they came on, like, it was like a razor edge of excitement. Like, every Oasis fan from all over the world was there to see this, just to see the two brothers, you know, come out on stage.
So like,
yeah. Yeah, like those fans there from like America, Japan, like Lars Ulrich, Serge from Kasabian was also there in the VIP up the front. Like there was, yeah, it was just, you could just feel this energy of like the whole crowd was just like waited with, you know, bated breath to see Oasis, you know, especially see the two brothers come out on stage. And I suppose from left to right, from like Gem to Andy to obviously the new drummer Joey Wawonka on drums and Liam, and in between Liam and Noel, obviously Bonehead. But I don't know if you're familiar with the Aaron Gabrach United Irishman kind of flag.
Oh yeah,
that was on Bonehead's guitar rig. So I thought it was fitting that he was uniting two Irishmen finally on stage.
Excellent.
Although sometimes whether you think they're Irishmen or Englishmen, it doesn't really matter.
And come here, Gareth, was the crowd very old? Like, I'm imagining a lot of like middle-aged men in bucket hats crying.
Do you know what, you'd think that, Brendan, but do you know what, we were up the front and it was just great to see the younger generation Oasis fan going absolutely, you know, berserk to Supersonic and Rock and Roll Star. There was loads of youngsters up the front and it was just great. Like, I was talking to them and they were like, that was their first time to see Oasis and they were just overjoyed to see Oasis. And I was calling it Mark III, but I think it's Oasis Super Oasis, because you get to see a bit of, you know, old school Oasis, where they're having, like, you know, obviously Liam and Noel and Bonehead there, and you get to see Mark II Oasis with Andy and Gem there.
What was the dynamic between Liam and Noel?
Like on stage?
Yeah.
Obviously being brothers, like they're going out, like Noel just wanted to go, and like Liam was, you know, like champagne and around, he grabbed his wrist, you know, to bring him out. And then at the end there was a hug of, I suppose, thanks of unity between the brothers, you know.
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah. It doesn't sound like they were exactly like totally loving it. Like, they have what, 40 more dates to go? Will it last?
Oh yeah, well, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. You can see it. And you know, it was very emotional for Noel. You could see, like, in song he did it, the the bit in the set where he does talk tonight, half the world away, and little by little, you know, there was a tear in his eye. And then it's kind of funny then, you know, Liam walks back out and's like, you know, get out of the way, brother. You know, you're a big baby, you're crying. And then he belts into, you know, do you know what I mean? And stand yeah, by me. Yeah. So like, there is that. And like, even it was brilliant to see like Cast No Shadow being played, the slide part being played by Gem. Because you have to remember, this is the first time now Oasis have like three guitarists on stage. So the
and Camille, was it largely a greatest hits set? Like I'd say focused on the earlier albums than the latter ones.
It's the first three albums, Brendan, and the only thing that they played off the latter album is Little by Little, which was off Eden Chemistry. And then there's like a few B-sides that they play, but everyone knows Acquiesce, and everyone, or like if you're a big fan, yeah, you still know Fade Away. The highlight song for me, and I know, and even I said this, was Roll With It, because people don't realize. Yeah. Yeah, people don't realize there's such a dynamic between the brothers singing on that, and everyone was, you know, was waiting for Acquiesce. But if you actually listen to Roll With It, Noel does a lot of the backing vocals and that, and there's a kind of a yin to a yang, and it's like a delayed backing vocal. And to hear that live was brilliant, and it was so clear. Liam's vocals was so perfect. Like I remember in 2009,
there was a bit of concern about his voice, wasn't there?
Yeah, but like you know what, Brendan? They're getting very professional in their old age now,
yeah,
because they're using like singing straws. You know, like doing the vocal warm ups is probably a bit too pansy-ish for them.
Okay.
But they're using singing straws.
What's that?
They're getting, it's a straw that you kind of blow through, and you kind of blow the notes in, and it just warms up your vocal cords. And both the Gallagher brothers, you could see, you've probably seen, if you've seen a photograph of Noel coming onto stage, and it looks like a massive cigarette. I was going to say something else there, but it looks like a cigarette, basically.
Yeah.
And he's warming up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's walking up. He's
come here, did you go to the pop-up merch store?
Yeah, so
they have to have something for everyone there, don't they?
Oh, they do, yeah, Brendan, they really do. Like, we did the full dog and duck tour of Oasis here.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, there's the shops, and the shop will be in Dublin as well, and the merch stores are all around the stadiums. I would recommend the ones around the stadium, because they do the collab with Adidas, and they're, I would say, if I was going to say, a bit more of a higher quality,
yeah,
as in like the stitching or the logo is embroidered on the front of the t-shirts and jerseys.
And I think that stuff was selling out fairly quickly yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, like Adidas, they better get cracking for the rest of the tour, because yeah, every single person was buying them. I know
what did you buy, Gareth?
The best piece of merch that I bought, yeah, Brendan, was the Oasis duct tape.
Okay, yeah, for packaging.
They're very clever in what they did. So in the actual store, they have obviously they're using it to package up some parcels to send stuff globally. But you can actually buy the tape in the shop for £5. And I would say foolishly bought the thing, but just out of sheer novelty factor, I bought some of the Oasis duct tape. Somebody did say to me that if I cut up all the Oasis things on it and I sold them for €1, I'd make some serious coin back on the old duct tape.
There you go. That's an investment there. It'll be a rarity, yeah, in years to come as well. There'll only be about 5 million of them in the world. Gareth Dunleavy, yeah, it's, I can tell for you anyway, certainly it's worth whatever you paid for the ticket. And by the way, we should say, we haven't time to get into this now, but kudos to you. You were thanked on the tour programme, and I can't imagine how that must feel, but amazing. That must have been a huge buzz for you. Gareth Dunleavy, thanks a million. You brought us there. Thank you.
Brendan, yeah.